to the Lord. Amen. The next scripture being Ezekiel 20, verse 37. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Amen. My next scripture is Ezekiel 34, 17 to 22. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Verse 18, seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures? And you have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must foul the residue with your feet? And as for my flock, they eat which ye have trodden down with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore thus says the Lord God unto them, behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed all the disease with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. My thought for this evening is all things being made by him and for him. And for a subtitle, the likelihood of the layoff. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to speak to your people. God, I ask you to bless my words, oh Lord Jesus. Give me the words to say, God. Lord, your words is sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, I ask you to pierce between bone and marrow, to discern, oh Lord Jesus, the thoughts and intentions of the heart, that someone may be warned, that someone may be instructed, that someone may draw near to you, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. My purpose here tonight is to serve and to warn. To serve by helping my pastor to preach the word tonight, teach the word tonight, and to deliver the mail, deliver the message, and to warn by passing on a warning and the instruction that was given to me. In the previous Bible studies, I talked about the proper watchstanding for the sake of the kingdom, and how the watchstander has the responsibility of passing on a warning to those other watch stations further away than his own. For example, in the Revolutionary War, they said, the British are coming. The British are coming. The other one would hear it, and he would pass on, the British are coming. The British are coming. In our day, Jesus is coming. Somebody say, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Be warned. Be warned. Now, in those days, in the Old Testament, they had examples, and for our instruction. In 1 Corinthians 10:11, it says, now all these things happen unto them for in samples, and they are written for our admonition, or instruction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And as the verse alluded to, there is a tie between the New Testament and Old Testament, and also there is a lesson that God teaches us through his creation, through nature. As you can see, he talked about sheep and goats and cattle. But the connection between the Old and New Testament reminds me of another passage. Maybe many of you are familiar with the one in Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 31 to 41, another warning scripture, but you'll see how it applies. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? Excuse me. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it, you have done it unto me. It's another example of God speaking to us through his creation so that we are without excuse. Amen? Another thing I found out in nature or in his creation are the needles on a pine tree. Have any of you ever seen an evergreen tree? And at the ones with the pines, you ever look at the bottom of that tree and see all of the brown pines on the ground? Well, that's because by design, all trees with leaves and needles do a process called photosynthesis, where they make food for the tree. They make food. Plants make their own food. They breathe in carbon dioxide and they give off oxygen. Well, they say that the pine tree or trees from the conifer family, they get rid of the needles that they don't need. When those brown needles that you see on the ground no longer perform photosynthesis, and they're shedding. They say it's a smart tree. But understand this. The needles that no longer edify that tree are laid off. And at the bottom of that tree. If you ever see an evergreen tree with brown needles on the branches, that is a diseased tree. Something is wrong with it. But if that's not enough to convince you of the coming warning, we have something else in our culture that gives the same warning or the same flavor of a warning, and that is layoffs. How many of you have ever experienced or known someone who has gone through a layoff? The distinct possibility of downsizing. I have a friend who works in HR, and I go in there, and he's very sad. He's got the list of the people who need to be laid off, who are going to be laid off, and there's nothing he can do about it. Nothing. I heard, and that's how it gets around to the rest of the workforce. I heard on good authority that layoffs are coming. They're going to lay off so many people. In the past 20 years, there have been some massive layoffs. Please bear with me while I call off a few. January 1993, IBM Computers, 60,000 employees. November 2008, Citigroup Financial, 50,000 employees. September 2011, the United States Army, you know, the government, 50,000 employees. February of 2009, General Motors Automotive, 47,000 employees. AT&T Telecommunications, 40,000 employees. In 1996, and in December of 2005, United States Air Force, 40,000 employees. January of 2002, Ford Motor Corp, 35,000 employees. And in January of 2003, Kmart, a retail, 35,000 employees. When I say mass employees, mass layoffs, I mean 10,000 employees or more. But no matter what the company or the industry, when they have to lay off, somewhere a judgment is made as to who's going to be stay on the payroll and who's going away. Who's not going to be there anymore. And in every layoff, there's always the same questions, like, how was that decision made? How did they decide who was going to stay and who was going to go? What can I do to keep my job? And what am I going to do now? I need this job. I'm scared. Many people survive layoffs, and many people don't. So I want to make some parallels, and maybe you can see some of the same ones. How was the decision made? Well, in my opening scripture, in the opening scriptures, we read in Leviticus that concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, they tithe the whole herd, and the tenth was holy unto the Lord. In some versions it says the tenth one, every tenth one was holy unto the Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to the Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 It was his. Get to another 10. Well, hold on, that's a runt. Mine. Hold on, as Jacob said, it was ring striking. Mine. Hold on. Nothing we can do about it. The tenth was his. All belong to him. Hold on. 7, 8, 9, 10 This one had no form of comeliness, no beauty to his desire. Oh, definitely mine. Give me that one. So sometimes it's on the basis of individuals. Your employer looks at your eval, what you mean to the company. And he makes a decision, tells HR to make that decision. Another time it's between groups. As you saw in my other opening scripture, it says, I will judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. That's not two football teams. The rams and the he-goats. Those are groups. Many times layoff, they will say, we're going to shut down that whole division. We're going to shut down our new work office. It was a group that it happened to. I think of when he warned the seven churches in Revelation. Those were groups. What am I going to do now? That famous question. What am I going to do? Well, some people they make certain changes when they know layoffs are coming. Many people change how they work. Many people change where they worked. And many people change the way they worked. In other words, they examined themselves and they repented. Amen? In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, it says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Christ, that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. And in 1 Corinthians 11:31, it says, if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So, if you know about a layoff coming in the future, you might want to talk to your pastor about that vision you had, or that dream that you maybe had, or a promise or a word that Jesus put on your heart. That may be something that helps you to change your life around. Many people have heard layoffs were coming, and they opened up their own business and never worked for another employer the rest of their lives. Many people changed the way they do their work. One of the biggest warnings I give to Job Corps students is about that. You're going into the world of work. You're going to be getting a job. You're going to be starting your career. Be where you're supposed to be. Do what you're supposed to do. Be accountable in that first 90 days you're there. You don't want to start your career and be laid off and be one of the ones they laid off because you didn't do your job. Amen? In Revelation 3:19, he says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be jealous, therefore, and repent." Amen. A massive layoff for many people is final. That is it. It's the last job they will ever work. When the stock market crashed during the Great Depression, many people never went back to work. And sadly, many people never went back home. It was final. Layoffs are coming. A layoff is coming. Judgment Day is coming. God's judgment is final. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, it says, "For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body, according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad." And in Hebrews 9:27, it says, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." Another type of layoff is one that results due to a loss of contract. I once worked for a contractor called Lockheed Martin. And when they lost the contract, a new contractor came in, and they got rid of all the supervisors and managers that were working with that I had to work for then. And the company was said to be under new management. When I saw that, I was like, whoa, that sounds like 1 Peter. 1 Peter 4:17. "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first be at us, what shall the end be for them that obey not the gospel of God?" Some management is going to be judged first. The judgment begins at the house of God. But remember, the time to evaluate yourself, to examine yourself, to try to keep your job is before the layoff comes. You're not surviving the layoff if it comes already, and it's too late then. The time is before. That's why it says in Philippians, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh both to will and to do for his good pleasure." And he gives practical instructions to the Philippians. "Do all things without murmurings or disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." So he gives some instructions, but also it's practical instruction for our church. And I just have a problem with the way the King James Version speaks. The these and the thous, the yea and ye. But that word ye, it means plural as well. In many places, ye is plural, meaning I was hungered and ye gave me food. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. Amen? "That ye may be the sons of God, that whom ye shine as lights in the world, except ye be reprobates." The pine needles that are on the ground are the ones that did not edify that tree. Please think about that. Please think about that. Those of you who thank you, Jesus. Those of you who know me and know my testimony, you know that I worked with Brother Darren and at Pfizer's. It was my first or second IT job that I ever got. I had changed careers from that of being a technician to being a computer specialist. And I was hired before Brother Dan. Yeah. And eventually, 6 months later, I was laid off. Now, almost all of us were laid off except Brother Darren. But a few things happened there. Obviously, God had a plan for Darren's life. But it was there that I received the revelation of who Jesus is. It was there from working at that job where that was temporary that I was here, came here, was baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's like that script. It's like that other scripture in the Bible that says, "Though my mother and father have forsaken me, the Lord has taken me up. Though I was laid off, the Lord had taken me up." Amen. Continue to listen to the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Please listen to the promptings of the Holy Ghost. It is as sure as layoffs are coming, as sure as layoffs are a part of our lives and our culture, surely judgment is coming. As sure as the needles of a pine tree have been shedded, judgment is coming. Amen? As sure as young men and young women don't make the cut of a certain team in high school, because life being sometimes a series of rejections and selections. As sure as those things happen, judgment is coming. You will be evaluated. And the time to fix it is before it actually happens. We should have a healthy fear, a healthy respect for God and His judgment. Not panicking out of our mind to where we don't know what we're doing, but a healthy respect to understand those promptings. And that we have been warned. We warn one another. We listen to the warning from our pastor who is charged to be a watchman to give the warning. Amen? Would you stand with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the warning that you have given us in this place. Lord, we ask you, O Lord Jesus, to lead us and guide us, O Lord. Lord, asking you to give us a strength and sensitivity to listen to those promptings that you have put on our heart. Give us to increase our faith to walk by those promises that you've given us, O Lord. Convict us, O Lord, that we may repent, O Lord, and do our jobs correctly, O Lord Jesus. That we not miss out on you. That we judge right because you will judge righteously. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Lord Jesus, I ask you to help each and every one of the brothers and sisters here within the sound of my voice, O Lord Jesus. Help them to turn, O Lord. Those who are not here, help them to turn, O Lord Jesus, concerning your coming day. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.